2001 to 2004, The Journey. Westpac's first Disability Discrimination Action Plan was formally lodged with the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, HERIOC, in July 2001. But the journey began before that. As Australia's first bank, Westpac has always taken seriously its responsibility to do the right thing by its customers, employees, shareholders, and the community in which it has been operating since 1817. In 1995, Westpac established a steering committee to look at ways to increase the organisation's understanding of the issues that customers and employees with disability faced, and how to address them. Drawing on the experience of a number of disability groups, Westpac's first informal action plan was created. It was later updated as a result of HERIOC's approach to Westpac to take part in research into the accessibility of electronic commerce for older Australians and people with disability. In July 2001, Dr. David Morgan, Westpac CEO, registered the first formal Disability Action Plan with HERIOC. He stated at the launch of the plan, "Westpac's Disability Discrimination Plan honours the simple and powerful principle enshrined in the Disability Discrimination Act of 1992. This principle is that people with disability have the same rights as all other members of our community, which is to say, equal rights to services and employment." The 2001 plan flagged was what was to become a major innovation in banking: talking ATMs. With support from groups such as the Royal Blind Society, Blind Citizens Australia, and the Spastic Centre of New South Wales, the bank committed to undertake a feasibility study and pilot program. Little more than a year later, Westpac launched Australia's first talking ATM in Melbourne, continuing a trend it had begun some 20 years earlier, when Westpac had launched Australia's first ATM. By the time Westpac submitted its second Disability Discrimination Action Plan in July 2004, we had successfully completed 80% of the initiatives to which we committed, and they had become simply business-as-usual activities. Of those initiatives that remained incomplete, many were overtaken by developments in technology and within our business.